Hey, let's go to line one and talk to Mr. Mark Larson. Mark, how'd that weather treat you guys this week?
It was wet, John. Definitely wet. We didn't get out much this past week.
Okay. Yeah, I was just clarifying that. Yeah, I can imagine the boats are clean.
Yeah, absolutely. The seagulls are clean. Our skylights are clean for many of the seagulls, you know, the grumpets, whatnot. We did get a boat out this morning.
Cool.
Wouldn't say we lit the world on fire, but we did catch a couple fish per rod. So it was nice to see a boat out today. Weather was kind of snotty, but it's definitely supposed to improve tomorrow and the next day.
Was that a half-day boat, Mark?
Morning half-day trip,
morning,
yes.
Morning half-day, uh-huh.
We do got some upcoming trips. One real cool trip we're going to be offering in January is aboard the new Seaforth, and it's an 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. half-day trip fishing rockfish in Mexican waters. It's the same price as our normal half-day trip. You just need a Mexican permit. If you have your own, no worries there. It won't cost you anymore.
That's awesome, Mark. You know, last week we were talking about Tim Green on the Premier running that kind of trip, and between the two of you, you got it laced up right there.
Tell you what, we ran that trip a couple years in a row now, and it's very, very successful. If you want to go out and catch reds and stuff like that, maybe a shot at a cow. I know Edgar Marty had a cow last year on the trip. It's definitely the trip to do it, fishing the lower end of the nine or outside there, you know, somewhere on that upper end of Mexico. And the new Seaforth has the speed to get out there. It takes about the same time as it does to get up to La Jolla for him.
I think, Mark, the new Seaforth runs about 14 knots, doesn't it?
It's a fast boat.
14.
When she wants to move, it moves.
On top of that, I keep talking over you because I'm excited. But the fact you don't have another trip after that, it may extend a little bit maybe. You know, I mean, you might get an extra 20 or 30 minutes out of it with no argument.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then if the guys don't want to, you know, make that 8-to-2 trip, they can take an afternoon half-day trip here. We're going to run the Sea Watch from 12:30 to 5:30, and hopefully we'll catch some, you know, sand bass, calico bass, stuff like that on that trip.
That's great. And I just to clarify it, people that have a yearly or an annual Mexican permit are now allowed to use that on that are on your half and three-quarter day trips into Mexico. That's a huge bonus.
On any trip here, we will honor someone who's got a valid Mexican permit for any of the trips fishing Mexico. It actually, you know, if the Mexican permit's not included in the ticket price and they've got one, they won't have to buy one. If the Mexican permit's included in the ticket price, we're going to knock some money off for having that Mexican permit.
Wow, that's great. And that's up to a trip, up to a three-day trip. So if you're on a day-and-a-half trip, two-day trip, that all is included. After 3 days, you have to buy an excursion permit.
An excursion permit. Absolutely right, John.
Okay.
So, you know, a guy who fishes a couple times a year, he plans on making this half-day trip or tuna fishing this summer or the San Diego. He likes to ride the San Diego every week. It's going to save them a lot of money to buy a yearly Mexican permit.
And you can get that at C4 Sport Fishing and Tackle Store, can't you?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Go over, buy your Mexican permit, come on over, surrender it to the guys at the register. We'll give it back. The captain will give it back to you at the end of the day, and it just saved you $15.
Absolutely. Boy, that's a great deal. Hey, you got some day-and-a-half trips coming up too, don't you?
Sean Trowbridge on the Legends going to start day-and-a-half trips fishing the Mexican coast here. Second Friday in January. So January the 7th, he'll start every Friday night day-and-a-half trips, leaving at 8 o'clock, fishing, you know, San Jose, Colonnette, places like that.
And we're going to talk more about that next week because Captain Trowbridge is going to be in here with us. So we'll kick that off January 2nd. We'll talk more to him about that and what he's got planned for the spring.
The guy's the king of lings.
King of lings. Gotta like it.
Make sure you bring that up next Sunday night.
There's no question about it.
All right, Mark.
Scott McDaniels, the Codfather. We got Sean Trowbridge, the king of lings.
You gotta love it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Hey, how
Mark.
Do they get a hold of you over there, Mark?
Guys, give us a call at 619-224-3383 or check us out online at seaforthlanding.com.